Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Nonprofit View, a forum where nonprofit stakeholders can share lessons learned and discuss the latest developments in the industry. My name is Valerie Leonard, your host. I'm a consultant to nonprofits, and I specialize in organizational and community development. I work with nonprofit organizations to help them make a stronger impact to their clients and communities. And you can find Nonprofit You on Facebook and Twitter. I encourage you to comment early and often using the hashtags Nonprofit You, The Law Project, or Community Law. You can also leave comments on blogtalkradio.com/nonprofit_you. That's the episode page. The chat room is open, and you can post comments and questions. In order to use the chat room, you must open a listener-only account, and you'll find a link to open the account on the episode's page. You can also email me questions at consulting@valerieleonard.com or send messages through Facebook and Twitter. You'll find a Nonprofit You fan page on Facebook, and the Twitter account is @NonprofitU. We'll be taking questions by phone and from a chat room at about the 20-minute mark, and the call-in number is area code 347-884-8121. Today's episode is The Law Project Marks 30 Years of Providing Community-Based Legal Solutions. We'll talk about The Law Project and some of its programs for small businesses. And again, we encourage you to call in with questions and participate in live chat at about the 20-minute mark. The call-in number is area code 347-884-8121. Nonprofit and economic development professionals are especially encouraged to call in and share your war stories and strategies. Our guest for today is Angela Hall. Angela is a staff attorney at the Law Project, or TLP for short. She works primarily with the Small Business Program and the Home Ownership Program. Prior to TLP, Angela was a solo practitioner whose legal practice consisted primarily of residential real estate transactions. Angie received her law degree from the University of Illinois College of Law and her Bachelor of Arts degree from Northwestern University. You can find the bio for Angie on my blog, Nonprofit You, under Episode 18, The Law Project. Go to valeriefleonard.com/nonprofitU. And click onto the episodes page. You'll also find very interesting slides that highlight TLP's work on today's slideshow. Thanks for being on the show today, Angie. It's indeed an honor and a pleasure to have you. Can you tell us a little bit about the law? Okay, great. Can you tell us a little bit about the Law Project and how you got involved?
Sure. I want to say that, first of all, the Law Project is one of the project of a larger organization, a larger nonprofit that's called the Chicago Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. And we are one of the projects that actually handles the transactional or non-litigation legal work. How I got involved with the Law Project is 10 years ago, actually August 1st was my 10-year anniversary with the Law Project. And I am very happy. I know. Thank you. I'm very happy and proud to have been a staff attorney at the Law Project for the last 10 years. And what we do is to provide for the transactional legal needs of nonprofits and small business people. And also we work with first-time home buyers. And we are here to serve a low to moderate income clientele. You know, if you have the type of money that Donald Trump has, in that case, we would ask that you not come to the Law Project for free legal services and free legal advice. But if you are a low to moderate income person.
Awesome. And this is your 30-year anniversary. Can you give us some history on the organization? Wow. 30 years. Mm-hmm. Can you give us some history on the organization, and then share some of the high points?
Sure, Valerie, I would love to. The Law Project has been around for 30 years. The Law Project grew or started in 1985 when there was a recognition of, I would call them, existing nonprofits and community stakeholders, that there was a need to help the Chicagoland community grow as far as economic development, jobs, mm-hmm. and all of the really all of the things that make a community stable. So the Law Project, our mission is to strengthen Chicago area communities by providing high quality pro bono legal services to community-based nonprofits, small businesses, and first-time homebuyers. So how we do that is to offer highly qualified transactional attorneys, and we find meaningful pro bono opportunities for them. And what mm-hmm. I do as the staff attorney for the first-time homebuyers and for first-time home buyers and small businesses is to do some of the legal work in-house myself, but the majority of the legal work gets farmed out to volunteer attorneys who come to us, like I said, looking for pro bono projects to work on. I want to offer mm-hmm. assurances for sure that the legal needs that you clients come to the Law Project for are going to be fulfilled by a lawyer who understands well and knows or practices in that practice area. For instance, if you would like a commercial lease reviewed or reviewed, we're not going to give you a personal injury attorney. We're going to make sure that you have an attorney who's qualified to do that legal work.
Okay, great. So as you celebrate your 30-year anniversary, what are some of the milestones that you can think of over the past 30 mm-hmm. years?
Well, yes. Well, every year in the life of a nonprofit, it's a high point or a milestone. We've been going for 30 years, and we're going 30 years strong. Some of the highlights I would definitely point out would be 20 years ago is when the small business program began. At first, TLP, under the leadership of our director at the time, Susan Kaplan, was working with nonprofits and working with nonprofits that were running programs which were teaching people entrepreneurship. So mm-hmm. It kind of became a natural outgrowth of working with those nonprofits who had entrepreneurial training programs to then start the small business program, which is where we then provide legal services to those small businesses. So the Law Project expanded from working with nonprofits to people who were having for-profit businesses. So that was a definite milestone 20 years ago. Another big milestone would have been in 2002 when the CHA, or Chicago Housing Authority, approached the Law Project and said, we have a program called the CHA Choose to Own program. We're starting mm-hmm. a program where people who have gone through home buyer counseling and who have got themselves in a stable enough financial situation to have good credit and can qualify for a mortgage to buy a home. Now, we would like these people who go through all of this at the CHA to have qualified attorneys to represent them. They came to the Law Project and said, TLP, can you help us out? And so the Law Project started the homeownership program from that partnership. And to this day, the Law Project is working with first-time low to moderate income home buyers and providing legal assistance in that way too. So I would say that the Law Project definitely tries to respond to the needs of the community and the needs that are laid out by community stakeholders.
Oh, awesome. So TLP's Small Business Program offers legal support to entrepreneurs who are starting or having their own businesses as a strategy to create financial independence. Can you give us
yes.
a high-level overview of some of these services? And while you're at it, can you give us the range of the fees compared to market rates and then let our
mm-hmm.
listeners know what they need to do before they come to see you in order to make the visit the most productive?
Okay. Yeah, thank you for that question, Valerie. To answer that, is that over at the Law Project, we ask that people come to us, one, with a completed business plan, and that come to us and get legal services. We want to make sure that the business, or do the best we can to ensure that the business is going to be viable and can function. So we know that legal fees generally are expensive, and so we want to make sure that the business is going to be, as much as possible, the business is going to be successful. So we would like to see with our small business clients that you have already thought out about having an operational budget. You've thought about who your market is going to be. You've thought about your marketing plan, and that you've really gone through the steps that are necessary in order to make your business successful. Now, a lot of our clients, too, already have existing small businesses. For those clients, we don't ask that you come to us with a business plan. We do have some income eligibility guidelines. Just like I said before, we're out to help a low to moderate income clientele, and those income eligibility guidelines are laid out on our website and on our application for small business services. And we do ask, too, that your business be, you know, since that was part of our mission, we ask that your business is going to help with the growth of the economic development in the particular neighborhood that you happen to live in. So once the business has put all of that together and meets our qualifications to receive legal services, then we would ask that people fill out the application. We have a $35 application fee, which covers our administrative costs, and then all of the legal work is done on a pro bono or free basis. So I guess if you were to compare that to market rates for attorneys, it would be considerably lower than market rates for attorneys. I would say add to that, sometimes people are a little wary and will say, you know, have honestly said to me, what's the catch? Or I don't get it, and you get, you know, you get what you pay for, and so I'm a little worried about a free lawyer. Well, the thing is that the Law Project was set up so that we would be there to help that small business person get on the right track and get off on the right foot. It's definitely true that a small business person, whether you've got a business, you're running out of your home all by yourself, there are certain legal requirements from the state and from the county and from the city, that you have those requirements the same as a Fortune 500 company that has a legal department of 5 to 20 attorneys. So we're there to help that small business person who does not have a legal department or a lawyer or someone they can call and, you know, get competent legal advice on these areas. And so we're there to fill that need.
Oh, that's great. And I can vouch for the fact that they do have very high-quality services. The staff attorneys are extremely knowledgeable. They've got relationships with some of the top firms, you know, in the city of Chicago, that you will be paying $700 and $800 per hour for a part-time. You can still have access to these people, provided your particular situation warrants that level of specialty, and, you know, so you don't have to worry about quality either, you know, through staff or through some of the attorneys that they have relationships with.
Exactly, and I will say that while the, you know, while a lot of the legal work goes out to our volunteer attorney pool, like I said before, the volunteer attorney pool is very well qualified, and before we match a client with a volunteer attorney, we'll provide that client with the bio of the attorney you're going to be matched with. The Law Project will be involved in an initial client meeting to make sure the volunteer attorney understands the work that the client is requesting, and that the client also understands the parameters of the of the representation. And the Law Project is also always there, going to get periodic updates about the status of the work. And if there does happen to be any problem between the match, which happens very rarely, if ever, then the Law Project is always there to step in again. and be sure that things are going well.
That's great. And then I noticed, too, that sometimes entrepreneurs are so busy doing the day-to-day grind of starting and running their businesses that they forget
mm-hmm.
things like protecting their intellectual property. And, you know, the same is
mm-hmm.
true for nonprofit leaders. Can you tell us, first of all, what intellectual property is and why it's so important for nonprofits and small businesses to protect them, and give us an overview of the services in that area that the Law Project provides?
Sure, Valerie. I have to admit that myself, at first, before I came to the Law Project, I had very little knowledge about what intellectual property is. And it's a very broad term that covers copyrights, patents, and trademarks. For
mm-hmm.
instance, patent protection would be for a small business person or nonprofit who has developed a actual product or a process. You would need to, as the small business person or the nonprofit, the only way to protect something that you have created would be to obtain a patent or understand patent protection for that product or process. There's also
mm-hmm.
trademarks and copyrights, which we do a good amount of work with too, in that just about every small business, as part of putting together your marketing and establishing your brand, then you have, you know, usually everybody has some catchy name or catchy logo. For instance, for you, Valerie, you have the nonprofit you. And I see from the pictures there's
mm-hmm.
a certain way that you have spelled out, and you've got a you, and you have a tagline called Sharing Lessons Learned with Nonprofit Stakeholders. So, of course,
right.
you built some time establishing that as the brand, and you don't want someone else to say, hey, that looks good. I think I'm going to call myself Nonprofit You and take all – right, that would be a very bad thing – and to take all of your information and use it for myself. So,
right.
Exactly. So that's why it's definitely important to protect that. Copyrights have to do with the arts and the music industry. For instance, songs, recordings, poems, and that type of thing. So for that, those would be where you would get a copyright to protect those. And also, at this point, just about every business out there has a website. So we also do website reviews for people to be sure that your website is legally compliant. For instance, there are certain information on the World Wide Web, on the Internet, that are out there that are considered to be part of the public domain, and anybody can use them and take them and put them on their website. But there's also certain information that people cannot just take and use that's on the web and put on their website. So we will do,
mm-hmm.
we'll also do reviews of someone's website and let you know whether it's legally compliant or not, and offer you some suggestions for what you perhaps should change.
Oh, that's great. That's pretty powerful stuff, and thanks for sharing
mm-hmm.
that. Yeah, I noticed, too, that you work with chambers of commerce as well as other organizations throughout the city, and you provide small business clinics, you know, in various neighborhoods, usually on a quarterly basis, sometimes a little bit more often. Can you give
mm-hmm.
us a sense for what these clinics entail and how entrepreneurs can sign up?
Absolutely. I will say that, for one, our website, thelawproject.org, is always up to date with our upcoming clinics, workshops, and presentations out in the community. So we would ask
mm-hmm.
that people take a look at that, for one. But what we do is we have 4 to 5 clinics per year. We definitely work to schedule them in various parts of the city, and reach out to those neighborhoods that have a need for the clinics. And the clinic format is where we talk to the Chambers of Commerce and other neighborhood organizations and find out what is the legal needs of your small business people in this area. Then the partner organizations will get back to us and say, for instance, we've got a good number of people who are leasing property and have no idea what should be in a lease or what they should be looking for. or they'll come mm-hmm. to us and say, we have a large constituent of people who have smaller business and they are looking to, you know, looking to set up their business more formally and set up a more formal corporate structure. And they've heard these terms, C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC, don't know the difference mm-hmm. between them. Can you provide a lawyer to speak on those? So we will pick two or three topics, provide an attorney to speak on that topic for, usually it's a 30-minute format. And then following that, once people have the information from the presentation, then we will provide enough attorneys to be there to do one-on-one sessions with the people who attend the clinic. So if someone has more legal questions, more in-depth questions related to their business, and it's something they don't necessarily want to share with the whole group, then you can stay for a one-on-one session and have that 20-minute private session between the people who come out to the clinics and an attorney.
Oh, great. Okay, I just want mm-hmm. to pause now and let people know that we've passed the 20-minute mark. If you have mm-hmm. any questions of our guest, Angela Hall with the Law Project, please give us a call, 347-884-8121. And by the same token, you can also write questions in our chat room. Okay, again, that number is 347-884-8121. And before we go to the next question, Angie, I do understand that you have a clinic that's coming up sometime soon.
Yes, we do. It's coming up rather soon. Our next clinic is going to be on November the 4th, and we're doing that with the Greater Auburn Gresham Chamber and with the South Shore Economic Development, Inc. So mm-hmm. we're working with those two organizations, and definitely we're all part of spreading the word. It's going to be on November 4th at the Urban Partnership Bank, which is at 7801 South State Street. The topics that we're going to have lawyers presenting on will be, actually turns out to be the topics I talked about before, C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC, what does that mean to me? So it's going to be, what are the basic differences between those three different types of legal structures, and how are they formed, and how do you figure out which will be best for your business? And the second topic is going to be intellectual property considerations, and we're gearing it toward trademarks and patent information. So mm-hmm. we believe it's definitely going to be very productive for people to come out to that clinic, because many people, those topics happen to touch just about every small business that's out there. If people happen to want to sign up for the clinic, then you should contact the Law Project. Valerie, should I provide all that information now, or should I wait
yes.
a little later?
Yes, you okay. can provide it now, and then you can provide it later.
Okay. So if you would like to sign up to attend the workshop, I'm sorry, I didn't give the time. The workshop is going to be from 9 a.m. to 12 noon p.m. Lots of times small businesses don't want to or can't devote that amount of time. I will say, too, that you can just attend certain parts of the presentation on C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC is going to be from 9:30 to 10 a.m. From 10 to 10:30 a.m. is going to be the presentation about copyrights and trademarks. And then mm-hmm. after that, we're going to take a brief break, and the one-on-one sessions will be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you want to sign up, go on our website, you will see the information, or you can just call the Law Project. Our phone number is 312-939-3638.
Awesome. And mm-hmm. can you tell us about your walk-in consultations at the Solution Station at City Hall?
Yes. Now, over at the Department of Business Affairs and Consumer Protection, that's with the City of Chicago in City Hall, downtown at, what is the address? 121 North LaSalle Street. If you happen to be applying for a business license in the City of Chicago, that is where you need to go to apply for your business license. So while people are over applying for their business license, if you don't have an appointment, I'm happy to be able to tell you or happy to give you this information before you get there. The average wait time is 2 to 3 hours, which is a long time to be sitting. So what we do is on Wednesdays, every Wednesday between 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., while you are waiting for your appointment with one of the business consultants, you can stop in and ask one of our lawyers who are staffing the Solution Station legal questions related to your business. I would also say that the best thing to do would be to make an appointment before, instead of doing a walk-in. And you can make appointments with either the Law Project attorneys who are going to be staffing the Solution Station on Wednesdays, or with the Department of Business Affairs consultant. You can make an appointment by calling the phone number 312-2096. And we have all of that information on the Law Project website, too.
Okay, great. Now the fun stuff. You've got a 30-year anniversary celebration coming up. Can you tell us about this event?
Yes. Now, of course, we are very, very excited to be celebrating 30 years of our theme is called The Power of Connection, because we feel that the law, and we do, the Law Project connects people, nonprofits, and small businesses with attorneys. So our theme is The Power of Connection, celebrating 30 years. So if you would like to come out and help us celebrate our 30 years, our 30-year anniversary celebration is going to be on November the 12th. It's from 5:30 to 8 p.m. We would love to pack the house with clients, potential clients, past clients, volunteer attorneys who have been a part of working with us over the last 30 years. And this is definitely a huge milestone. We're going to have food there. We're going to have live music. And we would love for you, and I'm saying you personally too, Valerie, of course, to come out.
Yes, ma'am.
On Thursday, November the 12th. It's going to be between 5:30 to 8 p.m. It's going to be over at the law firm of Skadden, Art, Slate, Mager, and Flom, which is at 155 North Wacker Drive. And if you would like to purchase tickets to attend our 30th anniversary celebration, then you would you could either call the Law Project, or again, the information to purchase tickets is on our website.
Okay, and your number again, and your website.
The phone number?
If you can say it.
Sure. www.thelawproject.org. thelawproject.org. And our phone number is 312-939-3638.
Okay, great. We're going to open it up one more time for callers if you have questions. The call-in number is 347-821. If you have any questions, please give a call. If there are any questions in the chat room, you can post them now. Okay, so I'm not seeing any questions in the chat room, not seeing where anyone has called. So we've come to the end of our show, Angie, and I just want to say thank you so much for sharing your knowledge. I learned a lot here today. And
wonderful.
Before we go, good. It's always a teachable moment. So before we go, do you want to share any parting thoughts and tell us again how we can reach you and access your service?
Yes. Again, just to let people know, you can find information about any of our clinics or workshops or presentations that are going to be out in the community or downtown through our website, thelawproject.org. Also, for small business people, my biggest message to you would be, please don't try to do all of this on your own or to go it on your own. Good lawyers out there who are happy to help you. You just have to find the resources. And a great resource for your legal needs is the Law Project. I'm Angie Hall. I'm the staff attorney who works with the Small Business Program and also the Home Ownership Program. And I do, and the Law Project does definitely work hard to make ourselves accessible to you. So everyone who's listening to this webcast, I look forward to meeting you one day and talking to you. And Valerie, I look forward to continued work with you and continue doing the great work that you're doing to provide information to the community and to provide information to nonprofits and small businesses. Thank you for what you do.
Oh, thank you. And I will say that Angie Hall and the Law Project have been excellent partners, not only for myself with Nonprofit U, but also, you know, for communities like North Lawndale. And we definitely will be looking to increase that partnership. So thank you so much. And just
wonderful.
So you guys know, just so the listening audience knows, TLP will be making regular appearances here. I guess appearances, for lack of a better word, this is a radio show, but they will be regular guests on our show. So if it's not Angela, it'll be other people ongoingly. So that's a wonderful new development.
Okay. So, yes, and we do. We look forward to continuing this, Valerie. Thank you for providing the forum for us to continue to spread the word.
Okay, and I want to thank our listeners for listening to this episode of Nonprofit U. The show is going to be available for download within about an hour, and be sure to tune in next week. Our guest is going to be Michael Holmes, and Michael Holmes is the Executive Director of the Illinois African American Family Commission. He's going to share an overview of what's going on with the state budget, the impact on local communities and coping strategies, so don't eat before listening. And I'm looking forward to a very lively discussion. So until next week, this has been Nonprofit U. Take care.
Thank you.